Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure. May the force be with you as well. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top futurists of our time, the author of Five Regions of the Future, and his film is Innovation at the Verge. He's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Joel, one of the things you've been tracking is some of the new developments that are going to create some great opportunity in the future for us with regard to the photocell business, photovoltaic, is that it?
Yes, yep.
Tell us about that.
Well, what's going on, you know, and this is, every time people tell me, boy, this is a tough time, it sure is turbulent, sure is confusing, I point out to them that most of the confusion is driven by all the opportunities that have been uncovered,
right,
not the lack of them. And in photovoltaics, something has just happened at the University of Michigan. I just got this in like 3 days ago, so it's very new.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the presses. University of Michigan has discovered a whole new way to make electricity using sunlight. Now, we think of a photovoltaic cell as taking the sunlight and converting it into electrons. And it's a, you know, it's basically a semiconductor and a pretty sophisticated technology to print mm-hmm. these things, make these things, and pretty expensive. They have found that under certain conditions, and they've defined these conditions, I'm not going to go into them because it's all physics, but under certain conditions that you can take photons and have it create a magnetic effect so powerful that it will produce electricity.
The magnet would drive something, basically.
Well, it produces a magnetic effect. You're converting photons into the magnetic effect, so there is no conversion into, you don't have to go through a standard solar cell.
Right.
It's an all-glass process, which means instead of having to have very sophisticated materials and very expensive materials to make photovoltaics, you're using silicon and only silicon to do this whole thing. Now, here's the number that's so impressive. In proper conditions, they can create magnetic fields that are 100 million times stronger than was thought possible.
Wow.
So they believe that they will be able to ramp this up fairly rapidly to hit the same energy production levels as commercial solar cells right now. But it'll be much cheaper in terms of the base materials. It'll be much cheaper to manufacture. It'll mm-hmm. have a much lower impact on the whole ecosystem.
And I'm thinking also miniaturization.
Well, and one of the things they're suggesting is maybe your windows could even become solar.
With that kind of leverage, that's what I'm saying. It could be smaller and windows that function enough to allow you to keep the weather out and allow you to see through might actually be create energy for your house.
Exactly. So think about all the skyscrapers with all their glass sides. Now you start replacing those with this new photovoltaic.
Wow.
They're not photovoltaic, they're photomagnetic.
Talk about something that could create a paradigm shift.
Oh, this is an example of, we're all looking over in this side of the room, and somebody's over there, no, over here, magnetics.
Yeah.
Come over here, take a look at this.
Now well, the way I understand the way magnetics work, when I think of magnetics, I think of it as the attraction, the magnetic force mm-hmm. pulling something, which would, say, drive a generator or something like that. But that's not what you're talking about, is it?
Well, it's a magnetic field, so yes, but it is, what we're talking about
is it creating friction, or what's it doing?
Well, you see, you and I would have to go back and get our physics degree on this one, because in the study I did on physics, I don't ever remember anybody saying to me that photons also had a magnetic effect.
Yeah.
It was always optical. It was always convert a photon to an electron.
Uh-huh,
and here we're
right.
saying, no, there's this other thing that we've actually
so
known
this,
for
this
a long
is,
time in physics.
This is brand new. This is brand new discovery, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's old physics, but what's the brand new discovery is the incredible intensity that can be created. Before, they just brushed it off.
Right.
Oh, it's so small, we don't, you know, just forget about that. Now, good scientists asking good questions, stepping outside the boundaries, have in fact said, guess what? We really underestimated this.
Another example of innovation at the verge.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Wow, this is very exciting. So what kind of time to market are we talking about?
Well, what's interesting is as they describe it, and I gave you the website, it's inhabitat.com.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Inhabitat.com.
Inhabitat.com.
Inhabitat.
Yeah. Quickly, 10 seconds.
Yep. The big deal is because it's only glass, it's just figuring out how to arrange the glass parts in the right way. So we're not looking at 10 years here.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to getting you to continue to keep us posted on that. Inhabitat.com, folks. Check it out. Quick break, 22, right back with Joe Barker. More to come. We're going to talk about algae in a minute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.